I don't know quite why it is that early shifts leave me feeling completely discombobulated, but it's even worse than normal today. I've been off work for 4 days, doing something quite different from what I'd normally be doing, something I really enjoy, but something that's run entirely by my own rules, and going back to work and knuckling down to do the sort of piecemeal and bit work that's come in today is a serious change of pace. A couple of stories that have come in today from both of them actually from the fire service. We had one injured deer causing havoc in Helsden, which unfortunately had to be put down after the police helicopter was commissioned to try and help the vet get to it. And on a slightly happier news, a fire crew rescued a dog which had its head stuck in a foxhole. Both of those have been part of my day. One of the biggest stories I've worked on today, or bigger stories anyway, is about a bookshop in Norwich, which is called The Book Hive, who are running an event during the Norfolk and Norwich Festival, which will see 14 fairly famous writers come, and for an hour every day during the festival, a writer will sit in a box in the window while a member of the public looks in on them, members of the public, however many they like, can look in on them via a sort of periscope and viewing hole arrangement, which I don't 100% understand how it's going to work yet, but and they'll work on constructing an ongoing narrative. Each writer will have to carry on and build on what the previous writers have produced. It sounds like it's going to be a very interesting project, not least because these aren't all, you know, adult writers or children's writers. There's elements of everything in there. There's poets, there's prose writers, there's people who are famous for biographies. There's going to be an awful lot of different styles and ways of working involved. It's really struck my imagination, actually. It's a project that I find fascinating for several different reasons. It strikes a very big chord with what we're doing as a news industry at the moment, trying to construct narratives out of a corral of wild opinions and hugely different writing styles and beliefs of how we ought to be doing this. We try to construct coherent narratives, something that moves the story forward, something that tells people a little bit about the world around them. And also, it goes back to some of the conversations I was having a couple of months ago with people about writing as a performance, especially journalism as performance. The fact that it's not just a case of writing the words down, but there's also elements of performance in going out and interviewing people what this does is focuses that down to say the physical act of putting words onto paper can be a performance too. I'm going to be passing by the window of the Book Hive even more regularly than I was before. Should be interesting. I'm going to go and rest my discombobulated head. This is an addendum, because I've just got home, and we've had our first BMP leaflet through the door. In an area which is 5% black and minority ethnic, apparently we are being swamped by immigration. People are taking our jobs away. It's absolutely staggering, really. Apparently the floodgates have been opened. There's also a fantastic picture of Nick Griffin next to a picture of Winston Churchill. I don't think he would have been too impressed, to be honest.